Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing in our study in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10 is a very profound statement that's often overlooked in the Christian church. It says this: "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. What is this fear of the Lord that is the starting place for all of the wisdom of God? The fear of the Lord has been defined in many ways, one being that it is the reverential awe of God Himself, where a person has such respect and profound awe for the person of God that it affects their decisions, their choices, and their behavior. Do you have the fear of God on your life? Is your life marked by such a reverential respect for God that it does impact your choices of your daily life? I would say we live in a day when much of the Christian church as we know it has a low level of the fear of the Lord. If the fear of the Lord is demonstrated by a respect and obedience to God's will and God's ways, we live in a day where there is definitely a low level of the fear of God. Proverbs 8, as we discussed yesterday, states that the fear of God is to hate evil. This simply means that a person who has fear of God hates what God hates and loves what God loves. The opposite of the fear of the Lord would be compromise in a Christian's life. If a Christian allows compromise in their life, which can be simply defined as justifying your own way instead of doing things God's way, there is a low level of fear of the Lord in that person's life. When we allow compromise in, where we will compromise the standards of God, then we do not have an adequate amount of fear of the Lord operating in our lives. Compromise, as I said, is justifying your way over God's way. We can observe compromise in the life of King Saul. If you'll recall the story in 1 Samuel, Saul was instructed by the prophet Samuel to do something that God wanted him to do. And that instruction was that he was to go to Amalek, this particular kingdom, and destroy it completely, to kill all the inhabitants, all of their livestock, destroy everything that belonged to them, and then return. The problem was, when Saul got there, they had some lovely cattle, livestock, sheep, and he agreed with the people to bring back this livestock with him. This was in direct defiance of God's instruction. Now, this is a picture to us of God instructing us to destroy everything that has been a part of our life that is of a sinful nature, and not to spare any of it, not to keep a few pet sin areas, but to take care of the big stuff. No, it is the idea that God gives us very clear instruction: get rid of all of it. When you turn to Christ, you are to turn away from sin and turn towards God and not allow any compromise in your life where you justify certain sins and overlook what God has instructed you to do. Well, Saul made that compromise and he came back to the prophet Samuel, and Samuel said to him, "What is this bleating of the sheep that I hear in my ears?" And he was pointing out the fact that King Saul had very directly disobeyed God. This is a clear demonstration that King Saul had a low level of fear of the Lord. He had a divine direction through the prophet Samuel of exactly what he was supposed to do. He chose to compromise. He chose to justify his own decision, his own way, his own choice over God's clear-cut pattern for his life. People do this all the time in their life. And there are three particular areas that I have observed that Christians will very commonly demonstrate compromise with what God's word says to choose their own way in certain areas. These particular things demonstrate a very clear, low level of fear of God. When we have the fear of God in our life, we have a reverential awe and respect for what God says and who He is to the point that it impacts our choices and our behavior, and we do whatever it takes to not violate the things that would hurt the heart of God, that would displease God. And yet a person with a low level of fear of the Lord says, well, God will understand. It'll be okay. It's not that big of a deal. And they will discount what God's word says very clearly. One of the very common areas where I see a low level of the fear of the Lord in this generation is the fact that one of the principles of God is that we do not allow unclean things before our eyes. King David in Psalms made this vow, and he said that he made a vow with his eyes that he would allow no unclean thing before his eyes. Now imagine that. He lived in a day way before videos, television, internet pornography, print media that filled with sensual and sexually explicit pictures. And he lived in a day long before that, and yet he understood the importance of guarding what his eyes would look upon, and he would not allow any unclean thing before his eyes. He knew it would bring his downfall. This principle has not changed. God does not want us pursuing the lust of the eyes or allowing unclean things in front of our eyes. And so I have observed in the church a tremendous amount of compromise in this area, and it definitely demonstrates a low level of the fear of God in the church, where people do not have such a reverential respect for God and His principles and His standards of holiness that they say, oh, it's no big deal. I'll just overlook that part of the movie, or it's just for a few minutes, or it's just a quick scene in the movie where there's some sexual innuendo or explicit sexual material. I'll just overlook that. The most of it's pretty good. And that is a clear-cut compromise situation. When a person will allow unclean things before their eyes, their level of fear of God is very low, because that is a standard God has set for us as believers that is very clear in Scripture. God does not want you to allow unclean, unholy things in through your eye gate or your ear gate or any other way of taking in unclean material. And this is an area where a low level of fear of the Lord is portrayed in the church. We need to repent of our lack of fear of God, as well as our compromise with the sin of looking at uncleanness. A second area that I have observed demonstrates a low level of fear of the Lord in the church is the violation of the scriptural principle that King David was very respectful of when he was being chased by King Saul. King David, who was anointed to become the king of Israel and had the, you could say, right to exercise that, even though King Saul was still in the office of king, he had become nearly a raving lunatic and was chasing David throughout the countryside trying to kill him. Most people would say that King David would have the right to self-defense to kill him when Saul was attempting to take his life. But King David knew this principle touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. He withheld other people from killing King Saul by saying, who can prosper that would touch the anointed of God? This is a principle that seems to have been lost on much of the church body. Today, people touch the anointed of God by speaking evil of them. They criticize, condemn, say wicked things about Christian leaders, love to discuss their downfalls and their sins with other people. This is a clear demonstration of a lack of fear of God in the church when we compromise a very cleanly defined principle of God and His Word, touch not the anointed of God. Even when the anointed of God are not doing very well, even when the anointed of God are in sin, even when the anointed of God have human frailty and faults, we have no permission granted us to speak evil, criticize, condemn, or judge. We need to repent of our sin of touching the anointed of God, and we need to repent of our sin of a lack of fear of God in this area of our lives. Who can prosper who touches God's anointed? The answer to that question is no one. The last area that I'll mention here with regard to the fear of the Lord is the admonition that we have to avoid even the appearance of evil. Many people allow themselves to be in compromising situations with someone of the opposite sex, especially in workplace scenarios, traveling on a business trip, or what have you, and they allow themselves to be in what would be a very compromising situation. There is a God-given standard for a believer that we need to observe, and we need to respect God's holiness levels in our personal lives. This is a reflection of how much we fear God. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.